Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Indiana, Wyoming, there's a good matchup. Who do I like? Welcome back, Sports to the Max, News Talk 830 WCCO, yes, the brackets. Jason Salisbury is the head baseball coach at Noka Ramsey Community College. He joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. His team, as many teams do from here, was to go south. It's a rather intricate and complicated thing that you have to do because you have to fundraise. There's a lot of scheduling, responsibility, book flights, hotels, buses, games, places you're going to eat them. But teams engage in this in a spring trip, and it's a bonding deal. I remember going south and playing baseball when I was in college, and you hang out with the boys, and you're driving in vans, and you do different things. And that's the intent, is to give kids a good baseball workout for sure, but also some great memories because it's one of the few times in your life that you go down with a bunch of guys and just play baseball somewhere. That was the intent. It's done on a regular basis here, but it did not come to fruition, even though Anoka Ramsey was all set to go. He joins us now. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me this evening.
Explain what happened.
Well, like in most normal years, this is the first year post, kind of heightened COVID awareness, but we schedule a spring trip down to Tucson, Arizona, where we play in the Tucson Invitational. Usually schedule 10 games out there. And everything was moving according to plan. We were scheduled to fly out on Sunday, this past Sunday night at 9:25. And then we get an email at 6:15 saying flight was canceled, no explanation. And then, as you can imagine, mass hysteria kind of hit from there because we got 28 players and 3 coaches heading towards the airport and trying to figure out plan B from there. So it's a little bit of nervous times, to say the least, and certainly, like I said, mass panic. So
was this Sun Country Airlines?
It was Sun Country, yep.
Yeah, I had a problem with them this summer. We're getting ready to go to Denver, and they canceled the flight. There's no explanation. There's nobody at the gate to tell you what's going on. And basically they said, go home. Go home,
yeah.
So now who's paying my cab fare? And they gave you like a $100 voucher. You go, well, who's going to cover my cab fare? They didn't even cover my cab fare, let alone the people from the area. And it was so unorganized and so unprofessional. I couldn't believe it. To this day, I try to avoid it because of that. But take me, and you're not the first one. I heard of another team down there, a Boy Scout group in Florida that had something similar happen to them as well that we had on the news the other night. But now you have to make some really quick decisions because you got your game scheduled. So you got to be there to play games or not play games. It's not as simple as, you're not going to just get in the pickup and go, let's go. What do you do next? What are your options?
Well, you're kind of limited in the moment. So, your first thing is, where can I get some answers and where else can we get a flight out? Right. So,
yep.
I'm trying to connect with Sun Country, and I'm on hold for 45 minutes, and they have an option to hit 8 and you'll hold your place online and they'll call you back. So I did that, didn't hear anything back, ended up calling back again, sat on hold for 2.5 hours in.
Oh, my God.
They finally defeated me. I hit option 8 again, and then about another 30 to 35 minutes later, I finally got a phone call. And the person on the other line was apologetic.
I hope so.
She's unfortunate to have the Sunday night shift there, so there wasn't much she could do, especially with a group of 31. It's not like you're going to top them on another plane. So then they directed me to talk to the group department the next day on Monday. So they opened up at 8:30. I called them right away and got voicemail.
Oh, my God.
So then I waited till about 10, called them again, got voicemail again. And what they do then is you sit on hold for 25 minutes, and then it forces you to leave a voicemail. So I left two voicemails, and then finally, around 11 o'clock, I finally got a call back.
Two and a half hours after them. You're talking about 6 hours. I mean, all this stuff. It's just the opposite of what we talk about when we talk about running a company and how it should be done. And like I said, I saw it firsthand this summer as well. But now your options are limited because you really, they can't put you on another airline. So it has to be one of their planes. But it also has to make sense that you can get there in time for your tournament. So what's happening here?
Yeah, so basically, we're going through and we had to work with the Tucson Invitational. We had games, two games Monday, Tuesday. And tomorrow, that all have gotten canceled. It's created a bit of chaos in their scheduling down there, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
What has happened now is Sun Country's came back to us, and they can split our group in half, fly half out on one flight, fly another half out on the other half, or on another flight, and then we'll get down there and late for the tournament. So then we're trying to see if we can get them to add some games, extend our trip over the weekend. So we got to coordinate with our van rental company, our hotel, the Tucson Invitational. It's just created, quite the mess.
So as of now, are you going to get on a plane at some point in time and go play some games, or what does it look like?
So, this afternoon we were able to finally get kind of things ironed out. And, I got to send out a shout-out to my assistant coach, C.T. Harris, who actually flew down early to secure our vans in the first place, and he's been stranded in Phoenix waiting for us.
Well, not the worst place to be stranded, but...
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Good weather, right?
Yeah.
But so he's been down there, and then we've had some, certainly some parents stepping up and helping out. But we have families.
Yeah, but people forget
there.
That. Parents make this trip, too, on their own because they go, hey, we'll do our spring break, watch our kids play. Well, no kids come down. That takes a little of the zest out of it. No baseball games.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So we, a lot of parents were distraught and, wondering what the heck's going to happen. But anyhow, where we ended up was half the group's flying out tomorrow evening and the other half has got the late flight. We're going to get down there, play our two on Thursday and Friday, and then they're trying to add at least two for us on Saturday and maybe one on Sunday. But now we're limited what teams are out there because
they're
winding down their tournament, and we're not quite sure. We're not going to get our 10 in for sure. We're hoping for 7 at this point. It might be 6.
And maybe you can find some diamonds and at least practice, take some more batting practice, do something with it, huh?
Yeah, that's what we're hopeful for. Maybe even like an inter squad if we can get, when they play at the Keno Sports Complex. So if we can get a field, we're hopeful to do something like that. But, it's been a situation where, you really gotta have a lot of things aligned to even pull it off and juggle things around the way that we had to do.
Yeah, this isn't a golfer. Just one needs to get there. This is a whole team, and you better figure it out. Jason Salisbury is our guest head coach for Nook Ramsey's baseball team, and they got grounded trying to go down and play in a tournament because Sun Country canceled a flight and said they canceled it with no explanation and left everybody in a lurch. And like I said, I heard the same story from someone that had a scout group down in Florida. It was on our news as well the other night, telling kind of the same story. And I said, I've got that same story from this this summer. So it's incredibly frustrating. And I don't know where they're teaching for the fundamentals and whatnot. Maybe they got to get some more planes so they've got access to more people. That didn't happen when the Davis family ran it. I can assure you of that. So what have you done this week? Just gone back to the gymnasium and tried to, throw off the wooden mound and hitting the cage, huh?
Well, we've let the guys have the last couple of days off as we're trying to scramble and figure out things. Obviously, it's taken a small army to get everything lined up in a lot of time. So I know we've had a few guys that have gone off and hit at different facilities around the Twin Cities to kind of stay sharp for
sure.
For the games on Thursday. But, I mean, the biggest thing for me with this whole ordeal is you look at a situation, and I'm understanding. I understand life happens. I understand we're still dealing with COVID. I understand that we're still dealing with work shortages and all that. But when it comes down to it, and the communication on the end is where it was really disappointing. I mean, we can't get an answer, and you're on hold for hours.
You got 31 people you've booked and you've paid for, and it's on credit cards. They got their money, and now you can't get a response.
Yeah, exactly. Man. And you got everyone looking for an answer. You got players looking for an answer. You got, you know, school officials looking for answers. You got parents looking for answers. You got us coaches looking for answers. Yeah. And when you can't get those within a timely fashion, it's extremely frustrating.
Yes, but because, you know, you don't, I mean, people may not realize this unless you've been through it, but there's a buildup to this as well that starts way back in the fall and in January. It's like, hey, can't wait to go on the trip, can't wait to play those teams down there. And then you're fundraising for it on top of that. So you're putting your own money into it. Either way, you're finding ways to pay for the trip. There's a whole lot that goes into this that kind of builds to, oh, I can't wait till we finally get down there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a fifth of our season. So our season is capped at 50 games, not including postseason. So it's a fifth of our season. It's a big deal. Going to Arizona is a big deal. And then on top of which, especially this year, you know, with COVID, we haven't been down there for 2 years. So now it's like, you know, it's basically a two-year buildup. Hey, we can finally go back to Tucson.
And for a junior college kid, that could be his whole career he could miss, you know?
Correct. Yeah. We have a couple of... We certainly have what we call a couple of COVID freshmen, and we have some sophomores on our team where this might be their last shot at playing college baseball. And for something like this to happen, you know, a spring trip, I can maybe get some visibility with four-year schools down there and those type of things. It's a major thing, and it's unfortunate things have kind of pulled out.
How's your team this year? You got a pretty good squad?
Yeah, I think so. We're 29 deep, 28. We're going down to Tucson with us. We got pretty deep pitching staff. We're really liking the improvements we made in middle infield for over last year. Our corners are strong, outfield strong, behind the dish we're strong. So it's going to come down to that defense and pitching. And you know, we got guys that are going to throw a head in the count and change speeds. They're not going to necessarily blow the doors off the place, but they'll keep us competitive as long as we play some defense.
Do you recruit mainly the northern suburbs, or are you all over?
No, that's a great question. So I'm in my sixth year at Anoka Ramsey. Right when I came in and took over for Coach Tom Yell, who was here for 29 years prior to that, one of our main changes that we wanted to make was recruiting nationally.
Mm-hmm.
So we're throughout the country. We got players this year from Las Vegas, Utah, Omaha, Washington State, all throughout Wisconsin, all over the United States.
Do they find you on the internet, or how do they find you?
Yeah, we have different recruiting sites that we partner with, as well as, you know, we have a handful of high school coaches that we know we can go and that we've developed relationships with. And then we also get, players actually inquiring through our athletic website. So it's kind of a combination of a few different avenues.
Can you tell pretty, in this day and age, can you watch video of a kid and tell if they're good enough to play, if they're from Vegas or Utah or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of the cool thing nowadays with recruiting, because you don't have any recruiting budget. So a lot of the time you're basing decisions based off video. So you better be a quick study. Every once in a while you get fooled, and that's okay. But for the most part, a lot of it is relying upon that video. And then, you know, also talking to their former coaches.
Sure. Yep. It's a combination for sure. But the video is getting good enough now, is what you're saying, that you can get a pretty good accurate reading of talent, huh?
Yep. Absolutely.
You can always go see Ron Larson, too. He wanted to get his 700th win up there in basketball the other day.
Yeah, 700 and then 701.
Yeah.
Just announced his retirement, and Ron is just, you know, he's a tremendous coach, a tremendous individual. I can't say enough good things about Ron.
For sure. I look forward to seeing him all the time. Well, Coach, hang in there. I hope this works out for you and you get some at-bats in and the kids get at least some memory from it. But a lesson to all of us that, you know, not all businesses run the same, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the time tonight.
You bet. Jason Salisbury, head coach at Anoka Ramsey, hoping to eventually get down to Tucson via Sun Country Airlines. Good luck with that. Yeah, I can remember one. Well, I'll save it for the other side of the break. But I remember it very, very well. One of those travel, I've had a couple, but one of those where everything went wrong scenarios. And I'll bring that to you when we come back. Welcome back, Sports to the Max, News Talk 830 WCCO. We've all got traveling stories from hell, right? Things that happened that didn't go quite right. You know what I'm saying? For me, I can remember, there'd been more than one. But one was coming back from Texas to get back to Hamlin to go to the party that I knew was going to be happening. And it was like finals week was over and I'd gone out to Texas for something. I was coming back And I knew the next night, and so I wanted to get back in the worst way. And we're sitting, I think, in San Antonio at the airport. And they've canceled a flight on Continental Airlines, an old airline, surprisingly didn't make it. And the line is now a block and a half long for people to try to reschedule, but there is no reschedule. You've missed everything that could get you to a connecting flight to Minneapolis. And I can remember some of the businessmen that had their flights canceled, and they got in the face of those people, and it just on no uncertain terms, let them know what they thought of the airlines. And I thought, in one respect, it's sad because the people that are the faces of it out there, the agents, aren't the ones that screwed it up. And yet, on the other hand, I hope that those good people quit so that the airlines has to get better at it or they can't attract good employees to sit there and service the clients. But eventually we had to, the only thing we could do was get a connecting flight to Atlanta, which would then in the early morning take us to Minneapolis. And the only time in my life I took it. I can't remember if there's anybody with me, I guess. There are different people going different places. Anyway, got off, went to where the gate was. Now the flight that we're going to take, took the midnight special from Texas to Atlanta, and now the plane that leaves from Minneapolis is leaving at 8:30 in the morning, and slept literally on that floor at the gates, next to the chairs that sit and wait right next to the airlines where you're bored, no pillow, no nothing, and you're just sitting there on the floor trying to get 2 or 3 hours of sleep. God, that was miserable. And then you get back, and I remember I got to campus and shower, and I'll be darned if you don't find a second wind somewhere there, and you're able to stay out until the wee hours the next night. It's amazing how when you're in college, you can be tired and exhausted, and then somebody says, hey, there's a bunch of good-looking girls going to be at this party, and you go, I feel pretty good, man. Let's go tap one. Let's see what they got there, a little keg-a-reg-a-roo or something like that. But finals is over, and we're all going back for Christmas vacation after tonight. You can't stay home and just sleep in your dorm on that night, can you? No, 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 no. I mean, finals is over. Everybody's feeling good. And it's amazing how you can get that second wind when you need it at that point in time. But I remember understanding the options were that I could either sleep on the floor or stay up all night, and neither one was good. And you do it, and you get through it, and all that stuff. But it sucked. And I remember one other time going to, in 97, going to cover the Gophers in Hawaii. They were playing the University of Hawaii. It was Glenn Mason's first game. And I decided not to fly with the team because we were doing the Glenn Mason show at the time I was. So I'd take a different flight because they had different bookings for different flights. And I'll be darned if it wasn't a five-hour delay in Minneapolis. So that was problematic, but it got worse. When we finally got to Seattle, it was another five-hour or six-hour delay. And we had to wait and wait and wait. And then, you're going to Hawaii. And now you got another, whatever it is, four-hour flight, whatever it is, from Seattle to Hawaii. And I remember everything was all screwed up because the time of day, what are they, 5 hours behind us, something like that? And I remember finally getting there, and I don't know when I was supposed to get there, but I got there at like 3 in the morning. and I'm taking the cab to the hotel, and I remember this is my first impression of Hawaii because it's dark, etc., etc. And I thought, my gosh, there are a lot of hookers on the corner in Paradise. I mean, they were everywhere. I swear, as we drove, I'm going, this is Hawaii? I thought it was like beaches and maybe a little volcano action and this and that. And I never thought about it when they said it was made for tourists, what tourism involved. But I remember driving through whatever district it was to get to the hotel on the beach, which was beautiful. But at 3 a.m. and going, my God, there's a hooker on every corner here. And I thought, this is Hawaii? Now, you know, once it became sunlight and you're able to go on the beach, it really was as good as it gets. And that was the day, by the way, when the Gophers were playing Hawaii that day. I'll never forget it in my headsets because I was the sideline reporter for the game. And Ryan Lefevre and Keith Fonhorst were doing the game, Ryan play-by-play and Keith the color commentary for this game. And I remember hearing in my headset during commercial break, Ryan Lefevre saying, what? He's talking to somebody, right? But I can't hear the other side of it. He says, what? What happened? And he says, really? He says, Princess Diana's dead? And that was the day that that Princess Di got killed. So that was 1997, I guess? Long time ago. Lots of stuff. On the other side, Ryan Iverson, he played a lot of basketball at high level. Now he calls games. Tonight he called a section final game that has some real intrigue. Wayzata against Minneapolis South. South pulled off the upset and beat a very good Hopkins team by 15 points the other night. They won the right to play defending state champion Wayzata. We'll talk to him about what he saw and what he's seen in high school basketball this year when we come back on Sports to the Max. Welcome back. March Madness upon us. Games being played everywhere. Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Ryan Iverson, who just got done calling one. Of course, he used to take his own team to the state tournament back in the day at Eden Prairie. Went on to play Division I basketball and overseas and coach it. And now he does some broadcasting and much more. And tonight he had the one section final game that was played tonight, and that was Wayzata and Minneapolis South. South had really taken care of a pretty good Hopkins team by 15, and they won the right to play Wayzata in the finals. Ryan, thank you for joining us. Give us the lay. What happened tonight?
Hey, Maxie. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on.
You bet.
It was 24-5, 4 minutes into the game, Wayzata was up.
Wow.
And I thought the first few minutes were going to be key. You have Minneapolis South, who starts five kids. They're either freshmen or sophomores, so really a young team.
That's how young they are?
They are young and talented and quick and athletic, and they can play. But when you have that experience, and I always tell people that experience of being a winner, of being a state champion, you know, that Wayzata team, they came out and it was over 5 minutes into it. And you give Minneapolis South a lot of credit. They battled, they played hard, but they could never get it below 20 points the rest of the game. So it was over pretty quickly.
So Wayzata looks like they're peaking, or how would you describe it? Did they end up with the right draw in the playoffs?
Well, no, they're peaking. You know, I've done probably four or five of their games this year. And I'll tell you what I love is that, you know, you think of Wayzata, you think of Orono, you think of Eden Prairie, Minnetonka, you think of these ritzy, soft, suburban kids, right? And
yeah.
What I love is Wayzata plays like they are hungry. Like they play like they have a chip on their shoulder, and they are the exact opposite of soft. They defend really, really well. They're athletic. They can all shoot it. And I think the best thing they have going for them, Mike, is, and it's a big cliche, but they give up a good shot for a great shot. And I know that sounds simple, but
it's really pretty when teams do that, isn't it?
Oh. You know, you remember, you watched Golden State play all
yes,
those years, right?
Yes, great example.
It's that feeling you get when you're watching good basketball. As a basketball fan, you just have a smile on your face. And that's how I feel when I watch them. Brian Schnettler is their head coach. He does a fantastic job. And their kids play the right way. And I think they're as dangerous as anybody going into the state tournament.
Well, they got the Bjerke kid, right? And had they not lost the kid, the prep school is going to Purdue, they'd be, you know, they'd be right. It'd be them or Park Center ranked number one, right?
Yeah, well, you got to think too. So they don't have the kid that's going to Purdue. He left, and I don't think they've lost anything with that. I think they have other kids who have stepped up, and they have what they have, Mike, besides Bierke, who's 6'9", who can move, he's athletic, he can shoot from 25 feet. But they got a kid named Drew Berkland, who's a great
good athlete,
player.
Yep.
Going to the Gophers to play baseball.
Good football
and
player, too,
number
yeah.
of his football and basketball. He's a winner. And I'll give you a great example of that. Tonight he came out, he had 11 points in the first 4 minutes.
Really?
And I don't think he scored the rest of the game, but it just set that
set
tone.
Set the tone, yep.
Yep, yep. yep. And they got a bunch of really good athletes and good players.
Was it a good crowd tonight?
It was a great crowd.
Was it?
A packed crowd. Minneapolis South had a great crowd, and it's just a fun atmosphere. You talk about March Madness, and I know we think of NCAA tournament, but it's high school basketball, too.
Yeah.
Seeing when you're playing, I always tell kids and people, playing for your high school and with your friends and your teachers and your, friends, parents who you've known your whole life, you don't ever get that back. Even when you play in college, even when you play professionally, it's never quite the same. So hats off to all these kids that are still playing, and you just hope they make the most of it and enjoy it.
Ryan Iverson is our guest. Ryan, who are a couple of the other teams that really impressed you that could make a run in 3A, 4A, 2A, whatever you call it this year?
Yeah, well, I think Park Center is the other team. I think Shakopee is really good. I think right now the way Wayzata's won 14 in a row, Park Center beat Wayzata early in the year by 3, and the way Park Center defends, too.
Yeah.
And one of the things you have to realize, Mike, these teams go down to the Target Center, they go to Williams Arena, and shooting teams struggle because they're not used to the depth perception, they're not used to being in a big arena. But the one thing that always travels is defense. And Park Center defends. They are filled with athletes. They're well coached by James Ware, a former Hopkins player.
Yep.
I think it's.
They got John Bryan on that staff too now, the sharpshooter from Wisconsin.
Yeah, I kid Coach Ware. I'd like to see those two still play one on one against each other. They're both two great competitors. That's for sure.
How about 3A level? Orono's number one seed out there. They've played pretty well. What else have you seen?
Yep, and my son Max played at Delano, so we played against Orono. They are really, really, really good. They can shoot the heck out of the basketball. Mound Wasanka is a tough team, a gritty team. I'll tell you what, I don't know. I know it's a smaller class, but if you as a basketball fan haven't gone down to see Caledonia play and seen the King kid
they beat Totino Grace at Totino Grace.
Yep. He's the real deal. He really is. He's a tremendous athlete and basketball player, and they're going to be there. There's just so many good basketball players in Minnesota, and you see that article today in the Star Tribune highlighting all the players playing in March Madness from Minnesota. It's become a basketball state, that's for sure.
I don't know that you probably haven't seen them this year. I've only seen them on highlights, but South St. Paul's undefeated. They must have something special, too, out there. They lost their coach in the middle of the year for reasons that outside of basketball. But, they've met everything that's come their way.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, when you play for something bigger than yourself, right, when you lose your coach, they love their coach, they're playing for him, they're playing for their interim coach now, and you end up playing for something bigger than yourself, which is such a great metaphor for life, as you know now, being an adult, being a dad. When things are more important, bigger than yourself, that's when magic happens, and they've had a magical season, and you never know the level of competition. It's always different on the St. Paul side versus the Minneapolis side, not good or bad, it's just different. And so that's what's great about the state tournament. You bring them all together and you find out who the best is.
Ryan Iverson is our guest. Ryan, you see an ebb and flow to some programs. Some programs stay on top, and their bad years are still good years, so to speak. And other programs you see, if they get the right class, they win. If they don't, they don't. What's the difference there? Is that, generally speaking, a varsity head coach and how much time he spends at the 7th and 8th grade level? Or in this day and age, is it who ends up open enrolling at another school that determines success in that junior and senior year?
Yeah, the transfers and the open enrollment, yes, that plays a part. But to your point, I've been such a proponent of this. Varsity coaches, football and basketball, and I'm sure hockey, when these coaches are invested in the youth and the youth feel like they're a part of it, like tonight at Wayzata, for example, you had hundreds of youth basketball players there in their Wayzata jerseys going nuts. And I always talk about Eden Prairie football too. I was told, you know, we won the first two state championships there. So many of these kids watched us play and they went to the Metrodome and they thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And they grew up and that was their expectation. And that's what they wanted to keep that tradition going. And you look at the Wayzatas, you look at, you know, Stillwaters, you know, the teams that are always good, their youth programs are dominant. You look at Wayzata, girls and boys, their youth programs win every single tournament. From fourth grade to eighth grade.
Well, Wayzata wins everything. They got so many kids, and anybody's been through the youth programs, you know it, I know it. It doesn't necessarily mean they'll be the best when they're seniors, but that school district, you know, and part of it is, you know, they're the victim of their own circumstances, but, you know, you get to, say, the 14, 13, 14-year-old class, they got, like, three great teams, and most programs have one and a half. Now, you still can only play the starters by the time you get to be a senior, so you got a chance to beat them, but in terms of depth, there's nothing like Wayzata at the youth level is there.
No, and I'm going to give you a great point. In tonight's game, Wayzata was up 24 with maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes left, and they had their reserves in, Mike, and they had a couple starters, and a starter had a wide-open layup, and instead he passed it to the reserve who doesn't score much, who got the basket, right? And on the broadcast, I'm even saying that and thinking, like, even the guys that don't play a lot have that mentality of, I'm going to give up myself, you know, glory and my points because I want this kid to be able to say he scored in a conference or a section championship game. And you can tell that the way Wayzata plays, even at their youth level, it's moving the basketball. It's hard defense. It's help defense. They're just fundamentally sound. And taking a guy like Brian Schnettler, who I know spends a lot of time in that youth program, that's critical. When you have a varsity coach invested in the future, that's when you get sustained success.
Now, I thought Minnetonka was on a roll for a while, and they kind of faded at the end. They had great guard play. What happened there? Because I thought they were really playing well, and at the end, Eden Prairie got them really good, and then they got beat by Prior Lake.
Yeah, and I think part of it is, I mean, that Lake Conference, look at the talent. You know, you got Hopkins, you got Wayzata, you got Minnetonka, you got Eden Prairie. They beat up on each other. They, you know, any one of those teams could beat another team at any given night. And you know this. I mean, that's what makes sports so great is you have that off night. You don't shoot the ball well. You don't defend well. You make mistakes, and you're done. And Minnetonka had as much talent as anybody. Just didn't have a great night against Prior Lake. And season ended abruptly, but they made a very talented team, very capable of being in the state tournament.
The other team that can play with anybody in the state, they lost to Wayzata by 2. I saw them beat Hopkins by 12, Minneapolis North. They're playing Providence, I believe, tonight, but they're the real deal. They defend and they play smart defense, and they got Willie Wilson, and they make you work.
Well, if you win a game, what, 144-4? I mean,
that's good defense, yeah.
And I'll tell you, Minneapolis North, there's another program that's had sustained success over the years. You know, I go back to, you know, I always tell everyone the best player I ever played with or against was Khaled Alameen. Yeah. He was such a winner, and he started that tradition there.
Was he your age, or was he younger or older?
He was a year older than me, but we played him. We ended up playing a lot in pro-am leagues together.
Yeah, explain him to somebody that never saw him play, because if you met him, you'd go, no way. Explain what he did.
This 5'10", 200, you know, 10-pound, kind of pudgy, doesn't look quick or fast, and he's just that winner. He was that guy that in big games, you wanted him on your team, and you wanted him taking the shot. You could see he went to Connecticut with a bunch of NBA stars playing with him. Who did they defer to when the game was on the line?
It won the national championship, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was the guy, and he was just, he's just a winner, and it's that, What makes people great in business? What makes people great in their professions and sports? It's that whatever that thing is that the winner he had.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
And you can't explain it, but when you watched him, it took about 2 minutes to go, there's the guy, and it's just that's all you can say. You had that same thing, of course, back in the day, Ryan. But we appreciate it very much. Thanks for giving us some time. Hopefully, we can do this again soon and break it down some more.
Yeah, absolutely. I was hoping you were going to say the weather was going to be crappy, so I'd have a reason not to go to work and watch March Madness here the next few days.
You'll find a way to watch March Madness, I'm sure.
Thanks, Max.
Thanks, Ryan. Good. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Ryan Iverson on News Talk 830 WCCO. Back after this. We're going down the stretch. I exchanged texts today with Nico Medved. He's the head coach of Colorado State. They're a 6 seed. against Michigan. And he was trying to get flight organized and everything else, and he was going to join us tonight. And what a thrill for them. What a season they've had. David Roddy leads them. He's a Breck High School product, who are big and strong. Good quarterback in high school, too. I mean, he could sling it. And now he's become the player of the year in the Mountain West Conference. That good. And he'll lead them against Michigan on Thursday. How good is that? How much fun is that? You're Nico Medved, you're out there, you're coaching against. He was at Minnesota at one time. And then he had Dave Thorson with him at Colorado State, et cetera, et cetera. And you're coaching against, you know, Juwan Howard of Michigan. You know, I mean, that's pretty cool. Tubbsy, who do you got in your pool?
Yeah, I am still in the process of taking all the analytics and breaking it down, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, do you have a feel, a sense, anything that's jumping out?
No, I don't have any idea. I'm intrigued by Arkansas, Auburn, you know, any school that starts with an A this year.
Okay.
But no, I think Arkansas
along those lines, but yeah. Not lost on you. Elkhorn State leads Texas A&M 15-13 in the first half of the first round of the NIT tournament tonight.
Man, and see that there you go. There you go. So I don't know. I figure the tournament doesn't start till Thursday morning. I know they've got the play-in games.
Play-in games don't count.
I hate these play-in games, Maxie, because here's my thing about the play-in games. I've always had this issue. If you win your conference tournament, you should be in the field of 64.
For sure.
These should be at-large bids from the Power Five.
Yep.
I mean, a team wins their conference. I don't care if they're going to get rolled by Duke or rolled by KU whoever.
You could go that way and say we're going to go deeper into the Power Five, but then you lose the charm of the tournament, right?
Yes. I mean, if you know, the mid-major tournament week is one of the best weeks for me. I love watching Horizon, the Summit League, the Mountain West, the Atlantic 10, things like that. You win your tournament, you should get a free pass. I'm sorry, but the at-large teams from the Big Ten and the ACC and the Big 12 and the Pac-12, and you know, they are the ones that should be playing tonight.
I hear you, man, because we all enjoy. Nobody's saying that it's the best 64 teams, number one. But
no.
Number two is, what's the difference at some point? Because there's only about six teams that can win it anyway, you know?
I think
no chance.
Yeah, I think this year it's just so intriguing because it just seems, it seems so topsy-turvy. And I love it when there's parity. But yeah, I have no idea which way I'm leaning right now.
Vanderbilt beat Belmont 2-9 in the NIT. Did you get that one?
I did not get that one, man.
Okay, so put that one down if you need it for your score segment with Henry, okay?
Oh, Maxie, you're working me hard here.
All right, big guy. Good to visit with you.
You too.
Okay, we'll do it again Thursday. This is Sports to the Max. Henry Lake coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.